T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Dom Giordano on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
Dom Giordano Show, welcome in. All right, we're just about 8 days away from something that is... Actually, I always love a good conspiracy that's involved in this. Our buddy, the voice of the Jersey Shore and often heard nationally on Fox Radio, Harry Hurley is with us, and he is in the center of the maelstrom as President Trump's charisma powers are ready to descend on Wildwood. Harry, welcome back. Thanks for joining us.
Hey, Dom. Great to be with you, Dan, and your entire team on the Dom Show. And I know you're no stranger to Wildwood. You know the area very well, so you know what is about to hit. And for your listeners' information, in case this point has not yet been made, more than 100,000 tickets have been requested. It is a record in the age of Trump. When you consider the entire country,
right.
Who would have ever thought that southern New Jersey, southernmost southern New Jersey, would be the biggest ticket desired request in the history of Trump the candidate? And 3 years today, officially 3 years today, of Trump, the 45th president.
It is stunning. We led the show off with that, Harry, and I agree with you. So my theory is, look, when he goes to rallies in Pennsylvania, Hershey, to some listeners, sounds like it's on the other side of the moon and all. We all go to the Jersey Shore. You are at the Jersey Shore, even though from Philadelphia it could be an hour and a half ride to Wildwood or more. People feel like it's there. Yeah, maybe I'll go. What's your sense of why this ticket is so hot or so many people in Wildwood?
Well, if it was in Atlantic City, it would be just as hot.
Yeah.
If it was anywhere in South Jersey, it would be just as hot. The hot aspect is President Trump. He's transformational. He's America's first citizen president. He does rallies like no candidate, no president ever before him. We also, oh, by the way, have only the 40th time in the history of the Republic that a member of Congress has switched parties, and the first time ever that a member of the House has switched from the majority party to the minority party, and that also will be going on at the rally. But make no mistake about it, it is a Trump-Pence rally, and obviously Congressman Van Drew will be there, and the president has already enthusiastically endorsed him, and that's another layer of this incredible event. But it would be 100,000-plus requests if it was just a Trump-Pence rally.
I agree with you. Now, I love what you've written. I only happened to see this by being on Facebook this morning. That's the only place I saw it. I guess this is in your column, though. I'm looking at an NJ.traffic advisory that Delsey Drive to be closed and detoured for priority road work beginning next week, and this was written on the 17th, in Cape May County. That means they would close down both directions of traffic during periods of time. What is it that seems normal? They have a sinkhole there. Why shouldn't they do that?
Well, it seems normal, except how many times do you see an advisory come out on the 17th to take effect at 7 a.m. on a federal holiday, 8 days before the president of the United States is coming? Now, keep in mind, anybody that reads my column on this is going to see that I want to believe that government would not be so stupid as to create what I'm calling Bridgegate 2. But I will say this, there are a lot of people that are highly suspicious about it. I'm not a big fan of coincidences, and if this road was okay to drive on Friday when they sent the memo out, and you could have still driven it at 659.59 today on the 20th, what made 7 a.m. turn this thing into Cinderella's pumpkin carriage? So I'm highly suspicious. Forgive me, I'm from New Jersey. I'm highly suspicious, and it could be that it's dangerous. It has to be done, and they say that it will be work that will be ongoing until June at least of 2020. They never finish on time, so you know it's going to be most of the summer. And I know this is an area you know very well. This particular road, which is only a two-lane road, it puts a lot of traffic through it. And this road backs up miles on just a busy summer day, let alone the 45th president of the United States is coming for a party.
So you're saying, A, people trying to use that, and then B, if you're on the main road and you think, oh man, this is really going to be clogged going into Wildwood, you try this, you're going to be stuck. This comes from the state government.
Yes.
Okay.
The State Department of Transportation, which is saying that, and we put it in the story, that it is a sinkhole emergency. It has to be done. I want to believe that's true. But again, why you're telling me this couldn't have started on the 29th at 7 a.m. of January? It had to start on the 20th. How could you use it all weekend long? If they discovered, say they didn't discover this until Friday, oh my gosh, but that doesn't seem to be the case because I've spoken to people that say that this has been talked about for a number of weeks. We didn't know about it until Friday. If this just became noticed on Friday, wouldn't you shut it down immediately? Sinkholes, Dom. Dom, it's sinkholes.
Well, we know them in South Philly and Kensington. That's exactly right.
Yeah.
Now, where can people find Harry Hurley's column on this?
WPGTalkRadio.com.
All right. Now, Harry, the mayor, who said the right thing, he's a Democrat. I wish I had known this because we love Ernie Triano. He's second to none. Lost to this guy, a Democrat. His name is Byron's last name.
What
was the reason for the loss? Do you have any sense of it?
Well, it wasn't what a Philadelphia reporter wrote, which I thought was very unkind. And I'll just leave that at that. But I think maybe a combination. It wasn't anything to do with Trump, endorsing Trump, having a Trump hat or a Trump bottle of wine in your office. It was none of that nonsense. Ernie's been in for many, many years. He was out for a short period, and he was back again. You know him. I've known him for over 30 years. Great guy. Loves Wildwood. Bleeds Wildwood. Incidentally, former Mayor Triano will be in the room. Current Mayor Byron will not be in the room. He will not have a ticket, I've been told.
That's a great...
A Dom Show exclusive.
Oh, my goodness. As the plot thickens with this now.
And by the way, since he wasn't getting a ticket, I didn't hear him saying anything. This is the Democrat mayor now about, oh, my gosh, who's going to pay for all these Trump costs and everything that we can't afford this? Who's going to pay for all this? I think what he thought he was going to be in the room and maybe even speaking, it was, this is great, no matter what your party affiliation is. This is a visit of the President of the United States. Has this knucklehead not figured out that this is going to bring multiple seven figures to an area that is basically shut down this time of year?
Well, and the long-term benefit of this, it is a convention center. They have to be thrilled with that. People experience it. They know people. It'll be out there in national news. They'll go, oh, I didn't know that was there. Or people that maybe used to go to Wildwood, maybe to rekindle that. This could be a $5 to $10 million hit, of course.
I think that number is conservative. I think you're absolutely right. And you look at the velocity of money, how many times it turns over.
Right.
And over time, it would even be more than that. But, you know, how about this, though? There is something I am very concerned about, though. 7,500 people. It's one of the smallest venues that President Trump will do a rally anywhere in the country. 7,500 people can get in. More than 100,000 people have requested to get in.
Oh, yikes.
So get ready for some jumbotrons, because there's going to have to be some outdoor just facility of some kind. That's usually what they do. I would expect that there will be maybe 3 to 4 times as many people out as will be inside.
Yeah, exactly right, Harry. So what's your best advice to listeners to come early, I guess? I think people will be there 8 to 10 o'clock in the morning or even camp out overnight.
Well, both are going to happen, because I've taken the calls from people who are doing both. If you go early the morning of the event, you might not be one of the first 7,500, because let's not forget, party chairmen, dignitaries, got to be a couple thousand of the 7,500 that are gone. So if you want to be one of the 5,000 or so that has your ticket but no guarantee to get in, there are people that are going to camp out. I heard someone this morning tell me 3 a.m., on the day before,
oh,
so Monday of next week.
My goodness. Wow. And that,
so I would say to people, consider patronizing the local area. Get a room. Most of Wildwood is booked, but 15 minutes out, you can get a nice room in Cape May. Stay overnight. Get there early. And just, if you're going to be a gamer, then, and you want to be one of the 7,500, you got to get there early enough to make it happen. And no one's going to know that until it starts to unfold.
But people come knowing that, Harry. They like to be with fellow Trumpers, and they like even the Jumbotron and
yeah.
the whole festival. What's the temperature going to be? I'm not sure what it's going to be on January 20th.
Here's the good news.
Yes.
I'll use the term freezing, but
yes.
barely. Overnight into the day of the event, the overnight low should be 32.
Okay.
By the time most people would be out there, it would be about that, maybe even a degree or two warmer, and then warming up a bit as the day goes along. So fortunately, not code blue type crazy cold. But nonetheless, anybody out there in the Dom Show universe that's ever been outside, your feet get really cold. 32 degrees is no joke, and people will have to take precautions to make sure that they are not overcome by any type of hypothermia. So it's no laughing matter. It's serious.
Oh, without a doubt, Harry. Look, when we hear 100,000, though, I don't know if that number is going to show up, but I bet 50,000 do show up.
If 50,000 show up, you make the trip several times a year. The Garden State Parkway,
yes.
two lanes sometimes, three and four lanes other times. Just choke point right there around exit 6. Just imagine if there is 20 or 30,000 people or more all coming at around the same time.
Yeah, and then imagine the state in their wisdom. Now, is there anything that can be done about this? Are there any other powers that be there to go, this is an embarrassment, what's going on with the Delsey Drive? Is that being litigated in any way?
Litigated, probably not, but there is a sense of urgency, and some of the local municipality officials and others are asking state government, can this be delayed? As of your show right now, they're being told this is a safety issue, that it has to be done now. Again, I repeat, it was open all weekend. I mean, is this sinkhole going to become dramatically worse in a week? I don't know. I'm not an engineer. But something about this tells me if they kept it open until this morning at 7 a.m., I guess they could have kept it open until next Tuesday. And then that would have been that. Then do your repairs and, you know, get on with things. But I'm trying to be an optimist and trust that there's no politics here and that it just is legitimately a safety issue and that it has to be done.
Well, I would tell you one thing. If you're not booked for dinner and we're there, we'd certainly like to treat you for dinner. So let us know. I don't know. You're probably going to be having dinner with Trump, as far as I know.
Well, we are definitely going to be there.
Okay.
What's going to happen? Who knows? I mean, think about it. We're living history, Dom. This is huge. You think about presidential visits, Reagan to Hamilton, Teddy Roosevelt stopped on a very brief whistle stop tour. Ulysses S. Grant stopped in Hamilton for a whistle stop tour. George H.W. Bush came to Atlantic City briefly 30 years ago plus. Other than that, you're talking about this is history.
It is. And in Wildwood, of all places, you just
yeah.
can't. I mean, Atlantic City would be spectacular too, Harry, but something about Wildwood to me is shocking. It really is. It's
I
amazing.
Predicted this. I know you probably have to go. I
yeah.
predicted it would not be Atlantic City because, keep in mind, adjacent to the Atlantic City Convention Center is the former Trump Plaza,
yes.
which you can probably see his name bleeding through white
oh,
paint.
Oh, boy, they'd love to do that.
And,
yes.
and the media would have just, it's a shame because that would have been the venue. It would have held substantially more. But guess what? You know the area very, very well, very well. So do I. The Wildwoods, that's at the end, the Wildwoods Convention Center is going to be an absolute spectacle on Tuesday, January 28th at 7 p.m.
Perfect stuff. Harry, where do we find your piece again, and where do we find all things Harry Hurley?
WPGTalkRadio.com. That's World's Playground, WPGTalkRadio.com.
Harry, thank you. To be continued. Thanks,
thank
Harry.
You, my friend.
Dom Giordano, weekdays 9 till noon on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.